The patient for follow-up visit, patient name is Claude Smith Jr., C-L-A-U-D-E-S-M-I-T-H Jr. Claude Smith Jr., date of service is 2/24/22, and the patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. The patient has been suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back for over 10 years since he fell down in a work-related accident. And the MRI was found to be positive. The latest MRI showed that patient has herniated disc at C4-5 and a multi-level disc osteophyte complex compressing the spinal cord, leading to severe spinal cord stenosis, especially at C4 and C5 and C5 and 6. In addition, patient has facet joint and unconvertible joint hypertrophy. In the lumbar spine, patient has a disc bulging at the ligament of phloem hypertrophy, effacement of fecal sac, complete loss of CSF around the intrathecal nerve root, moderate forearm narrowing in L4 and L5, and right foramen extrusion impinging on exiting left L4 nerve, as well as osteophyte formation. Facet arthropathy at L4, L5. The patient reports that his pain in the neck and the lower back is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, usually between 7 and 10, depending on the time of the day. He also has radiation to the left leg, posteriorly as soon as the dermatomyositis up to the leg, and numbness tingling of the right wrist and hand and all the fingers. Patient reports 90% pain relief with the pain medication that he received and physical therapy that he has been doing. The patient reports current ADLs are affected as follows: walking ability and work is affected 9, general activity is affected 8, and sleep is affected 7. The patient reports nothing in the system review. Patient reports that he has no issue with the neurology and psych, no depression, panic, anxiety, PTSD, no loss of memory, headache, vision disturbances, dizziness, or vertigo. However, he does have a stiffness in the lower back and neck, as well as pain in the lower back and neck. And moderate difficulty in walking. He utilizes a cane. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool. And in the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, the patient reports the pain level has remained the same, and no new fall or accident or any changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization in the last 30 days are reported. Current pain medications are Norco. Substance abuse man is reported. Compliance is still, patient still compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 142/72. Pulse is 50. Pulse ox is 98. The plan of action is as follows. The MRIs that were done recently at BMC Hospital, which includes cervical spine and the lumbar spine, are discussed in great detail with the patient. He's been advised that the cure for arthritis is equivocal. He must start taking calcium, vitamin D, 10,000 steps, walk every day, as well as gym with a swimming pool. That will help. Heart pump can help. He need to do yoga, meditation, and other exercises. His therapy also can help. In addition, an injection to the C4, C5, injection for the cervical epidural at the level of C7 and T1, as well as a lumbar epidural at the level of L4, L5 should bring reasonable relief, times 4 to 6. Patient is advised about surgical aspect also, and transforamina nerve injection at L4, L5 is advised for the nerve root compression. The patient has refused flatly about getting any injection treatment or any surgery at this time. He doesn't want any consultation. The patient, therefore, is being discharged to follow up with his primary care doctor. He can continue his medication, which are naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, Neurontin, for 30 days. And he's been provided Tramadol, 50 milligram every at night, 1 to 2 at night, 50 tablets. So that he's been provided a 30-day notice to find a physician who can continue writing his opiates, because our office is not writing any opiates according to the government new laws. The patient also has a inflammation in the left sacroiliac joint, and the patient doesn't want any injection treatment for sacroiliac also. And therefore, patient was also advised for a marijuana card for long-term relief. The patient will let us know if he wants. He will stop by and we'll be more than happy to provide him a marijuana card. Long-term pain relief will account for marijuana, exercise, Neurontin, Naproxen, and all other medication that can be given by his family practice doctor or family care doctor. Thank you.